Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So you're running for mayor again?
I am. The election is in early May, and at this point, I don't have an opponent, but there's still a little time left.
Do you remember? You remember Dr. Jack Bell?
Very well.
As a mayor, don't you? And Dr. Bell would wait until the last day to, if he saw nobody else was going to run,
he would take it.
He would run again. He never ran an ad, but what a guy he was. But we don't know if you will have an opponent, but wouldn't surprise me if you don't. Have there been some surprises as mayor over the 2-year term?
Oh, the mayor is always an unpredictable situation. Surprises are every day because it's a job of coordinating city efforts to provide health and safety for the citizens, and it's unpredictable.
Yeah, and you have that on top of your regular university work, so
right.
You're a busy guy.
I have the privilege of being a fundraiser for our university, and that's always exciting.
Very briefly, do you have, as you're looking ahead to what we presume will be a second term, do you have some particular goals that you're hoping?
Oh, yes. So many things have happened in the way of planning in this past 2 years that I have been mayor, especially related to joint planning with the university. Mm-hmm. The goal is to continue the momentum of preparing to make that happen over the next decade. And the planning process continues. We do have some funding related to Highway 24 and Culver Street that will allow us to get some plans drawn up, so cost estimates could be presented to TxDOT, and they could figure out how to fund it.
It's part of the revitalization effort.
Absolutely.
That's been being discussed.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about some other things. I see sales taxes up in December by 46% over the previous December.
That is correct, and it's kind of a surprise. The one thing that was different about December, and of course the report is 2 months late. We just got it, so it's news that we had that big increase. But what was really unusual was the invitation of the people of Searcy, Arkansas, with Harding University, who came in droves to Commerce for our game before the week of the championship. And at that time, there were probably more people in Commerce, Texas than ever in history. And they spent money.
They filled up their side of the stadium.
They certainly did.
And we filled up our side of the stadium.
Absolutely.
That was quite a day. So you think that accounts for it?
Well, that's really the only major difference December to December that we're comparing to.
Interesting. But $175,000 in sales tax revenue in December of 2017 compared to $119,000 the year before.
Heck of a difference, isn't it?
And that money just goes into the general fund?
Remember that a significant portion, 20% of our city budget, is sales tax, so it's wonderful to have.
You bet. We're talking with Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce. Commerce Journal digitization project at the Commerce Public Library. I think that's something that a lot of people will enjoy and find a use for.
That's true, and it's easy to access it. You just go to the Commerce Public Library website, and there's a click on it, and you can word search or phrase search any issue of the Commerce Journal, which is 100 years of information. It's wonderful.
I think maybe even more than 100 years.
It is more than 100 years. I don't know exactly how many, but it's a huge amount of information, and you can find the article you want.
And you can do that. You don't have to go to the library to do it.
No, you can do that on any device that lets you on the internet.
There was a grant that made this possible?
True. It was about a $28,000 grant, and they very quickly took the microfilm the library had, digitized it, and it's now up and running. So enjoy it.
It's an exciting deal. I see that the library's having some roof trouble, kind of slowing down the renovation of the
yes,
building.
Yes, the building needs roof repair in addition to the cosmetic repair on the trim, but that's coming along.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, and with your fundraising hat at the university, we have athletic fundraiser, a big event celebrating the national championship Friday night.
Absolutely. It's the third event that we've had related to publicizing the national championship, and this is a fundraiser. It's Friday night at the Memorial at the Rayburn Student Center, and it is going to be well attended. There's lots of intriguing and different kinds of things in a silent auction. So You can take a look online and see those things and actually pre-bid.
What might be one or two?
Oh, dinners with various celebrities related to athletics.
Okay.
Take a look at it. It's fun.
All right. So that is Friday night at the Student Center, a big celebration for National Football Champs. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Mayor of Commerce Wyman Williams, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.